Samech Aleph Mabez, Rashi on the Mishnah. Hadar Akum Oim Mishen Moide Be'erov. So Kusi, Kedamar B'chol Perek B'chol Ma'arvim, I said that the example that would be a Kusi, the Shomronim, assuming that they have a din like Jews, but they do not accept the concept of Erev. So Ochis Oyser Lov L'Taltol Mibeser L'Chotzer. Person will not be able to carry from his home out into the chotzer. Until he rents the usage of the chotzer.
We say kusi, but I mean, wouldn't it be tzuki as well?
Well, see, Rashi is going to say that tzuki might be different, but kusi is for sure true. Tanakhama holds that tzuki might be the same thing also, but we'll see. Ashu Beis Yisrael. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says only if there's two Jews, Dorim Bebeis Batim, there in two houses. Rosh Hashanah said that each one would make the other one also to carry. Well, born the Arab name and they want to make an Eruv. So in that situation, Ha'akum Oyser Aleyan, so that situation when they need to make an Eruv, amongst themselves, then the fact that there's a presence of a goy there makes it oser. But if it's only one home, that doesn't oser. Ma'aseh b'tzuki echad comes along with Rabbi Gamliel. There's ma'aseh b'tzuki echad. So tzuki, you see from the Mishnah, the issue where there wasn't schiris, it was bittul. Except Rabbi Gamliel, tzuki eino ke'akum. He doesn't have the same din like a nanshu, adam or kusi, or a kusi either, because the geri arayus said. Ramil says that kusim have a din of geri arayus. Some chalukos in the Gemara were the kusim were a group of people which Sennacherib, when he sent the ser shrotim into Golus, he brought a nation of people to live there in the northern part of Eretz Israel. From Kush, and they were doing about a Zorah. Bereshim sent lions to attack them, and they did tshuva. They were Megayer. So there's a machlokes in the world whether that Garis was a valid Garis. The original motivation was due to the lions attacking them, but they actually did real tshuva, and it was a real Garis. Or they just did it because of the duress of the animal, the fear of the lions, and they never really were
the duress of what?
Of the lions. Eventually, even the Karnam number says holds that they were Gary Emes. Later in Bayashani, they saw that they had started doing a Avodah Zorah, and they gave him a din Rabbanan like an Anju. So that was the time of Rabbi Meir that they gave him a locha of even if you hold Gary Emesain, they found that they were doing Avodah Zorah. They found that their mountains hard grizim, and they found the Demus Yarno that they were bowing down to in hard grizim. So Gamil says there's difference in a kusi and a stuki. A kusi is a goy because the Gary is not a valid Gary, so Adam Gary Gamorim. Yisrael, it's a Jew who's undertaken to accept the false philosophies. Doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat. You do not need to do skiris according to Rabbi Gamliel. You just need to do bittul. He's not ma'arav together with you, but he's mevatel his rights to the chotzer. Okay, he was mevatel his rishus, bittul lono rishus. Is the gears on the side. He agreed to do bittul. Some more two versions of what he said. First one is maru, vatziu klechem lemavik. Go out there first. Vechzigu boy, take possession of the usage of the mavik. Keep the kiddush miyad as soon as Shabbos starts. Kiddush yachzer boy. That's why he can't back out on his bittul. So the first version is that if you take possession first, then even if he carries out afterwards, his bittul is not effective. Ashal yotzei kelo tchila, don't let him take out his things first. V'yachzer v'yachzik b'reshusoi, he'll then take possession of his he did was mevatel's rights to the chotzer, but he's using it, so it means that he's rescinded his bittul and he's taking possession again. V'yachzer lechem, then you can't carry. And we see that the case was obviously wasn't, we're not dealing with him like a non-Jew. The agiru mina, because if it had been a case like a non-Jew and you'd done schirus, you can't back out. You rented from him. I have the money still. So, or he has the money still. Unless you try to transact backwards and give the money back, but he has the money. So that was the first version of what he said. Rabbi Yehuda said no. He said that Marav Asu Tzarchechem and Mavi. Mivoyd Yom, do it before Shabbos. The B'Shabbos Loi Mahani Luchu Hai Bittul. You cannot rely on this Bittul because Shema Yotzei B'Yerusha Lechem, because he might take out in the middle of Shabbos, then you're stuck. Even if they got there first, that doesn't prevent the stuki from rescinding his bittul when he goes out and starts using the property. So the bittul middle Shabbos can be rescinded according to him. Okay. Yosef Abayu bar Oven, Chinan bar Oven. So Yosef Abayu Kabayu, so they were sitting there, and Abaya, the regular Abaya, was sitting there. Yosef Ka'amri, and they were discussing the following question. Bishlomer Remeir Kasavar, Diris Avikachavim Shma Dira. So Tanakama, the Mishnah says that the presence of a non-Jew was considered like his Dira, and therefore it's required to address it in the context of Eruv Chatzeris. Therefore, Lo Yishno Achad, Lo Yishno Tshrei, the only difference is one or two Jews. There's another person there, and you must address the usage of the Chatzer. So you can't do Eruv with him, so you have to do Schiris. Well, we assume that you're saying... El Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Mikasav, what does he call? Iksav Shmodiro. The presence of the non-Jew is considered a presence, so that there's a second presence in the chotzer. Filochad nami needs to, even one should be yosur. If we look at the presence of a non-Jew as a non-entity, so Ruvik Hateris is needed between the two Jews, but why do you have to do with anything with the goy? The goy is like he's not there. Even if it's Lushmadir, even if it's two, we shouldn't ask her. So Amar lo Abaya. So Abaya said to the two of them, Vesav Remeir, so you are starting off with Remeir, Shita is understandable. Dira Sav Kachav Mishmadira. So Chazal said, whenever you want to use your Chatzar, and there's more than one ownership in the Chatzar, you must do some process to remove this multiple ownerships to allow you to carry there. You can't carry in the area which has multiple ownerships. So it's five Jews, so they do an Erev together. If it's stuki, so or they do one of them does bittul. Stuki, according to wheels, same as a regular Jew, he can do bittul. So three do an Erev and one does Bittul, or there's five, four do an Erev, one does Bittul, it's also good. He's removed his ownership from the Chatzar. From a Goy, so Chazal said, the way you do it is by being Sarech and Rishus. But that's assuming that he hasn't, we look at his ownership as a significant ownership to create a problem to start with. So that's really Remeir Shita, Vatanya, Chatzeroi Shal Ovek Yechavim. Hareo Kedir Shal Behema. The same way, if you have a corral, which you have X amount of animals which have their stalls, and they all use the common areas. Oh, it's a common area shared by multiple ownership. You know, LC and Elmer, and you know, like, no, it doesn't create such a problem. So, It's the same thing is true when it comes to ownership of the goy. It doesn't create any such problem. And the more we'll discuss with it, that's the more later on at the top of my base. Okay. So the way the more expensive to talk about Mabez is what's it relevant to? It's relevant in the case where, let's say, the goy is not there for Shabbos. Let's say Yisrael is not there for Shabbos. Yisrael is not there for Shabbos. The more is going to say that you still need to do some type of eruv or something with him, because his house represents an ownership in the property, and you have to address it in some way. Even if he's away for that Shabbos. Whereas a goy, if he's away, you don't have to do anything. Because he doesn't, his ownership is not really ownership, which would create any issue.
What are the implications for him then walking and using the
chutzah? He can't carry in the chutzah.
If he's mevatel and other people can.
Correct.
With the name.
What?
Between the others.
Between the
ones who want to use it.
Right, so now there'll be you could, so in case that I forgot to do an Erev, you could theoretically do, we'll see later on, you could do a process of Bittul, that, you know, there's five people, so all four Mavatl to A, he does his business, then he's Mavatl to the, and three others are Mavatl to B, they take turns using the Chotzer, they could theoretically do that.
Can you briefly describe what doing
Bittul
actually is? Is that the person who says, I'm not part of the area?
You will see more about it, because it comes up more significant later on.
Thank you.
Matanya, fine. So you see, their mayor holds that it's not considered like a diru. The truth is, it doesn't have an ownership, which Chazal were worried about with regard to the issues of the Ruba Chetzeris per se. Vachem Gezeru, Shema Yilma Mimasav Kamiflikin. The issue where Chazal were using this, so it's, in other words, it's not a Hilchus Shabbos issue. This is a Hilchus Chinuch issue. Chazal were using the vehicle of Hilchus Shabbos to address the problem of Chinuch. We're afraid we don't want you living with amongst the Goyim because you might end up learning from them. So Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Sobar, Kibin Oyvah Kichav Mechoshar Ashvichus Domim. We have the more in Avodah Zarah, which says that you have to be concerned that they might want to kill the Jew. Therefore, trade the shkichi, the diary. When there's two Jews there, they feel more comfortable doing it because they can call on each other to help them, to help. So then, that's a more common issue. Chazal asked that situation, being with a goy, that you can't. Chazal created this motivation that you need to do schiris, which usually won't work, and you end up not being motivated to move out. But it's only true in the case of a shchiach, which is two people. Chad lo shchiach lo gozer b'rabon. The mayor sober zimun demikri b'dayer. It happens by one. Also, sometimes it happens a person lives there. He needs a place to live. He finds a place to live. Okay, so but according to both of them, b'rabon ein eruv moel b'mokum akum. Maybe the rishus moel b'mokum akum. Achayaskir. So you can't, Erev doesn't work, Bittul doesn't work, the only thing you can do is Skiris. In the Gemara. Ma'akam loy moiger, and the goy won't rent it out to you. My time, why do you assume the goy won't rent it out? Elay ma'mishum l'sabr dilma osilach zuki b'rishusay. The goy says, I don't trust the guy. I don't trust the Jew. He's going to take, I rent it out to him. He's going to take this document and go and use it against me. So, of course, it depends. This skiris, which we do, has to be a full bona fide rental. So, the goy says that. Well, we'll see what the more is going to discuss what bria means. So, the goy says, wow, I don't know, this looks scary. I don't know what he's going to do with this. Right, so that I understand what that fear. It's minimal skiris, it's very weak skiris. So the guy himself recognizes that it's symbolic. So, you know, it's not going to hold up in court. So what is he worried about? Okay. So according to him, I kill the member. So why do you assume the guy won't agree? The Itmar, we learned, Rav Chista Omar Skiris Bria. Rosheshes Amr Stiris Ru'ua. We have this question of Chitzin Rosheshes. What level of Stiris do you need? Now, verse says, what do you mean? My Ru'ua, my Bria. What do you mean when you say Ru'ua and you say Bria? Ilema Bria means Bipruta, using a Pruta which is that's valid money in Halacha. And Ru'ua is Pachas Mishaba Pruta, is less than a Pruta. Which the Nargum would be, that's clearly symbolic, because it's not really money. The Morse, that's not true. Does anybody hold that you can't, that a rental from a goy less than a pruta doesn't work halachically? Well, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, Barga Yuri, Mishmeid, the Rabbi Yechanon, have a yodin shesechem in akum a filim pachus har pruta. He said that you should know that stiris works from a goy even less than a pruta. Real stiris. Of Omer Rechia bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Noach Nereg al Pachazim Shabar Pruta. If a goy steals less than Shabar Pruta, he's Chai Misa, because for a goyim, Pachazim Shabar Pruta is considered money. So the goy is Chai of Misa for Gzela. So he's Chai of less than Shabar Pruta. Lo Nitin Lishabim, but there's no way to do a Shabar because it's less than a Pruta. Or because by Yisrael there's a din of Hashava, by Goy there's no din of Hashava. He did it. He's Chayav Misa. Give me back. Doesn't take away the. Doesn't pater. By Jew. In a case where Hashava wouldn't be possible, so then it's possible that a person would be Chayav an Einish. But when you do Hashava, the Hashava takes away the Einish. By Goy does it. That's not true. So you see, Akaponim. The Gabi, the Rugger, I think Rabbi said from the Rugger Chavar, Shiur Chaim, said from the Rugger Chavar that he said that because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that there's no din of Shiurim by a Goy. No, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says there's no din of Shiurim by a Goy. So the din of Shprut is a din of Shir. It's a certain level of Chashiv, it's a certain level of significance. Like a Goy doesn't have din of Shiurim, whatever, even a minimal amount, he still has the Veirut. Jew doesn't get an oinish until he eats a kazayas of the vela. The goy eats every minachai. There's no din of eating a kazayas every night. He eats every minachai. He's chayiv. I don't care how much. So Morris says, so the schiris from a goy, less than a pruta, is a full bona fide schiris. So we're still left with what's bria and what's rua. Versus Bria means the Muraki Vavorgini, Rua below Muraki Vavorgini. Rash says that when you would speak out on the skiras that you were right to bring out benches and chairs if you want. That's called Muraki Vavorgini. So you made that condition on the skiras. So the guy says, wow, this guy really is serious. You know, he's planning to bring stuff out. So according to that has to be part of the arrangement. That you whatever you're paying him, but you're saying very clearly in the arrangement that I'm, you know, going to start using the property. And Rav Sheshes says back, no, you don't have to make such conditions. So Mercer, okay, fine. So now. So let's go back to our question. Understand the goy says this guy is very serious. I'm not going to rent him. He's getting some money from a Jew. The Jew is not making any conditions of what he has a right to do. So what is he worried about? The Mor says, Michael Lemmer, Mor Filahachi, Choshesh Akum Lekshafim Veloy Meiger. The goy says this thing is strange. I don't know what the Jew's doing. He's probably doing some type of kishav on me, and I'm not interested. And so, try to explain it to the goy. The goy says it sounds totally strange. So that's exactly why he would not be agreeable to doing the schiras. Zekarashi lo shnachad Yisrael yichidi dorim, whether it's one Jew or not. So Meir holds dira shmod dira. So the goy has ownership in the chutz. Yisrael the chutzim, when the Jew takes out from his home, which is totally personal, moitzim rishus, the rishus is like taking from a. That we discussed before, the idea behind the Ruvah Teteris is that since Midoraisa, you cannot carry from Rishus the Rishus. So the Torah, now the definition of the Deraisa means from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So that's defined by certain size, etc. But in people's minds, your home is your Rishus HaYachid. And the Chatzar is Rishus HaRabim, belongs to the. If you can carry there, so you can carry out to the main street, what's the difference? That's so carrying from my house to this chotzer, which is owned with, amongst the Jew and the Goy, etc., you're carrying from Rishus to Rishus. When it goes to Shalom Haitzim Rishus to Rishus, below Erev, then also the Fukim Rishus to Yachel, Rishus to Rabbah. Because if so, you'll say, I can carry from Rishus to Yachel, Rishus to Rabbah. But the Mer said, that's really true, because the Mer said, Rechad Yer Shalom Behema, Behem Lekarach Lesser, he doesn't ask, Remeir said it, the Kamon Rebreis of Rishmait, and the Mer brings the quotes of Breis. The top of my base. So, well, it starts on an aleph at the bottom. Braminon mistisin alod. So we ask from that price. The mission says it is a problem. The price says it's not a problem. It's like the shabeima. Mekminim b'le'as say the more explains the case of the price. It was that the goy wasn't there for Shabbos. Yisrael afiluki l'as say oyser. The Jew was not there. Asers. Goy is not there, doesn't ask. But Al-Madira is Akum Lash Madira. That the ownership of the Goy, of the home, in the Chatzar, is luckily insignificant.
He's not physically there. He's not physically there, so you can't make that contract with the
deal?
Or?
No. In the case of, well, once we know that the point is Yilman and Meisav, so we understand the logic. But the Mor says the case of our Mishnah was. You have to rent from him because he was there for Shabbos. The case of the Bryce says, don't worry about it when he wasn't there for Shabbos. He was away for Shabbos. Must be the answer. The Jew will learn from the Goy. They made a burden on the Jew. You would have to keep renting every Shabbos. The Jew will move out. They won't live in there amongst the Goyim. To this issue of Shem Yilma Ma'isav, does it apply to an individual Jew? Let us keep the Akum Choshel Shich Zamin, since it's not safe. They're Loshchiach Yechidi the Dair Ba'day. A single a solitary Jew living there is not common. Chazal did make zeres for uncommon cases. Will happen. So they said that you're stuck. Even in the case of one person, you have to be serious. He won't want to rent it to you. Now the question should be lahaskir. So the Jew will move out. I'm not sure why Rashi did it, because there's no mention of that in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to focus on the fact that the guy won't agree. And Rashi says it'll be difficult. Unless the difficulty in Rashi is every week you're going to have to convince the guy, it's going to become very difficult. And I'm not sure why Rashi did something different than the Gemara.
It would be the opposite. It seems like the first time would be the hardest, and after that he'd know what was going on.
Maybe. That's a good point. My time with Mugarakim, why would you believe the guy won't agree to rent out? See if you need serious bria, chazaka, a strong one, which the more it comes out, it means, she asked them, you saw the emoy, lamal's called mobi, so you make this condition with him, you can take out as much stuff as you want into the mobi. worse. If it means less than Shavruta, Pruta versus less than Shavruta, Ben Nerech Neregal Agezel. Dimizai Mitzis, Kedomer Dal Mises, Besenhedrin, in the Parak Arba Mises. Vomar Azor Shalahan, it's one of the Shemitzes Ben Nerech. Vomar Azor Shalahan, Zui Misosin. Over there, anyone of the Lavin, the punishment is not Malkus, the punishment is Mises. For them, it's considered gezel. You return it. There's no dinner paying. He gets killed. He didn't vary. He gets killed.
It wouldn't be a separate dinner tshuva, at least. A little makom.
Could be, but Tosfos seems to learn there's no din hashav. Rashi learned there's no din tashlumin b'chlal. Tosfos is going to ask on that. That there is a din tashlumin. B'murkiv avorgani, the malas achotzer b'safsolin, that's benches, b'chitad rows, that's like fancy chairs, in mirtz if he wants. Okay, that's the Rashi's. Let's hold it here.